This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. We are less than 3 weeks from the highly contentious primary election, and the latest campaign finance reports have been filed. As is always the case, the up-ballot races like governor and Congress show a lot more bucks being spent on TV and other media in hopes of boosting the number of folks who either vote early or will go to the polls on June 5th. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
It is the three Democratic candidates for governor who are spending major dollars in hopes of capturing the attention and vote of the undecided. Michelle Lujan Grisham, who was surrendering her congressional seat for the chance to become governor, spent over $638,000 during the last reporting period, that's a month, including $260,000 on TV ads, with $70,000 on video production. During the same time frame, she brought in $412,000 in contributions, still leaving her with over $1 million in her war chest. If she wins the primary, she'll need the money to run against Steve Pierce. State Senator Joseph Cervantes from Las Cruces lent himself another $500,000 to bring his campaign coffers to $1.65 million. He's loaned his campaign more than $2 million so far. When it comes to spending, Cervantes put out $195,000 producing and airing TV ads, some two-thirds of his total expenses. More after this. Jeff Opadaka is a former media executive, so he knows the TV ropes, and he spent some $83,000 on radio and TV, and a total of $177,000. He raised about $117,000 and has only $265,000 in the bank, the least of all three. While there's a lot of money being donated for primary races, there will be a lot more for the general when it's only a Democrat versus Republican and only one of each. In the state land commissioner battle, there are three candidates, with State Senator George Munoz from the northwestern part of the state leading Santa Fe and Garrett Veniklausen and Los Alamos teacher and state representative Stephanie Garcia Richard. Munoz loaned himself $200,000 and has $211,000 on hand, so he's his own biggest contributor. Veniklausen raised nearly $50,000 in the last month and has $73,000 in cash. He raised the most of all three. Garcia has about $31,000 in her account. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
All in all, it will be a pretty prosperous year for those who print signs and literature for candidates, those who produce TV and radio ads, and the stations who carry them, not to mention the newspapers who feel the largesse in the form of display ads. Just remember, if you don't vote early, be sure to attend the polls on June 5th and vote. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.